It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I don't know, get you one of these nice black clover caps they have over here or something.
Come out
like
here
that.
And get your damn.
Whoa, come out here and what?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did I do?
You said come out here and F.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Way back.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
You know, this team is just not that good.
What? Where I pronounce everything perfectly.
You didn't even pronounce that right.
I was
going
to say, I think you mispronounced pronunciation.
No, you did.
What'd I say?
I can't even.
You said pronunciation. It's pronunciation,
right?
It was
close.
No, it was
pronunciation. It was close.
Pronunciation. That's what you said?
Yeah, and I wanted you to take her.
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, all right, all right. Another week of the e-break, and it is brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates, and we give you the opportunity to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, it's the all-timer in e-breaks, Norm. He is back once again, and he offered this odd phrase as Donnie was talking about that classic movie that we all love. Donnie's not a huge fan, and that's Caddyshack.
30 minutes in, Norm, I thought I was watching the wrong movie because they talked about how funny it was. And I seriously had to just press the title to see if I was watching the right movie because
it was not funny. You didn't get off on the hand puppet gopher? No.
Did you like Caddyshack, Norm?
I thought it was pretty good.
He did.
I thought it was pretty good.
You heard what he said.
Yeah, I guess. I got it.
That's a different movie altogether.
Jer, stop. Will you stop?
What? Stop listening to this show?
No. Stop
paying attention?
Stop pointing out the obvious things and grow up.
Grow up, Jer.
Yeah, it was talked over a little bit, but Norm had this odd phrase during that Caddyshack discussion.
Because
you,
it was
didn't
not funny.
You get off on the hand puppet gopher?
Sounds like something Gordo would say, but Norm said it. And it definitely stopped down their show.
There's so much I was trying to focus on in that clip. Donnie's HSO on Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like Saroy might have had bubble voice or something.
Yeah, there's a little hidden gem in there.
Him?
And then Norm's comment. There was so much going on there.
All right, let's hear the whole thing one more time.
30 minutes in, Norm, I thought I was watching the wrong movie because they talked about how funny it was. And I seriously had to just press the title to see if I was watching the right movie because
it
was not funny.
You didn't get off on the hand puppet gopher? No.
Did you like Caddyshack, Norm?
He just thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
It was pretty good.
Then you're like Caddyshack, Norm.
Yeah, Caddyshack, Norm.
Yeah, we need to isolate that Saroy question.
I was so distracted by what Norm said, I didn't even notice that.
It's kind of like high-pitched bubble voice or something. Yeah. He definitely had that. Well, there's Norm stopping down the show, candidate number one. And here's a guy who will stop down a show. Killer. Now, Killer is an engineer up here at the Ticket, but on Wednesday nights...
Engineer in quotation marks.
Yeah. On Wednesday nights, he is a producer of Intentional Grounding with Robert Wolanski and David Moore. Well, they let Killer on the air from time to time, and he had one of those moments where he just went into total panic.
Even though we have to say hi to Killer Kellison first.
Well, that brings it down a bit.
Right.
You don't have to waste your time with me anymore.
There's okay. Jason. There's Jason Kellison, the man who produces this show.
How do you compare Jason Kellison to Ryan Gosling?
Strangely enough, since he's gone on the soda diet, they look very similar. How do you like that, my friend?
I feel so old, warm and fuzzy on the inside.
There you go.
What?
What just happened?
I feel so warm and
old, warm and
I feel so old, warm and fuzzy on the inside.
That is the worst sentence cadence.
And a fade out there, too.
That's incredible.
One more time isolated there, Jer.
Feel so old, warm and fuzzy on the inside.
Killer.
Where was he going in the beginning?
There's no speech rhythm.
old. I don't know. Why was he trying to say old?
I don't know. When he was wanting to get to warm and fuzzy. Old. Or was he trying to say all?
I feel all warm and fuzzy.
Sound like old though.
Yeah.
But just like Robart, he repeated it.
Robart. So old warm and fuzzy on the inside.
Did you visit the Robart? The Robart?
What?
Robot? Robart.
Oh, man. All right, Killer. You are candidate number two. And then the great Donovan is candidate number three. This is from the post-game show on Sunday night. And I guess Donovan left his computer up, and it made a noise, and it scared him. And he made a face that Corby and Jake found really funny, and it stopped down the post-game show for a few minutes.
That's the frustrating part when you expect this team to do one thing. Okay, this offensive line is trash, so, man, they're going to have him running for his life. No, that wasn't the case. He sat back there and had a lot of time. But then you go back to the first quarter, Jake, Corb, and the Cowboys get to the Texans. Okay. I was about to run out this bitch. And you know what? It's a commercial on the laptop. It's a commercial.
Oh, to okay. See the look on your face. I thought that was your secret ring.
Girl, don't call me now. Oh,
it's the girl from Saxy.
Do you know what the hell I do for a living?
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear it, but that song, At Last, started playing on the computer. And I guess it scared Donnie. He must have made a hilarious face because Corby and Jake sure got a kick out of it. So those are your three candidates, Norm, Killer, or Donovan. 888-787-1310 is the phone number to vote, and vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, this is Jordan from Brookhaven. Give me Norm and Caddyshack.
Wow, I think that may have been him. Sure sounds like him. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm getting off the puppets and Hooter Brown.
Easy. Thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Triple fake tiger.
Ah, oh, George, come on, cheer up a little bit. From one goat to another, I'm going to vote for Norman Hitler Hitzkiff.
Oh, man. That is not his middle name. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get off on a gopher hand puppet when we've been getting off for Bert and Ernie for all these years.
Gosh, man. Boy, Norm's off to a rocking start here. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote for Killer and wish a happy birthday to the front bottom that I came out of, Suzanne Stabile.
Oh, man.
Did he just call his mom the front bottom
so.
He came out of?
There's so never. Much wrong with that. Also no. Used her full first and last name instead of just mom.
Never. Don't ever do that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, y'all.
Get rid of that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, give me the cankles of Norman Charles Whitman Hitchkiss.
Ladies and gentlemen,
not his name.
We have ourselves a winner. Norm has won again.
Man, that was fast.
30 minutes in, Norm, I thought I was watching the wrong movie because they talked about how funny it was. And I seriously had to just press the title to see if I was watching the right movie because
it was not funny. You didn't get off on the hand puppet gopher? No.
Did you like Caddyshack, Norm?
I thought it was pretty good.
He did.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. You know what he said.
I guess. I got it.
That's a different movie altogether.
Jer, stop. Will you stop?
What? Stop listening to this show?
No. Stop
paying attention?
Stop pointing out the obvious things and grow up.
Grow up, Jer.
Are we to the magical number?
Yeah.
99th win for Norman Thespian Hitz.
Wow. Yeah.
The next one.
Oh, one more. Huge. What are we going to do to celebrate?
Well, I don't know. We've got to have a citywide holiday. I mean, Mayor Rawlings has to stop down the city, doesn't he?
I think so.
Wins one more and goes to 100.
Do you think Norm will give us the I'm the luckiest man in the world speech?
He'll scream it.
Oh, yeah. He'll give us one of those. Wow, way to go, Norm.
Do you like Caddyshack, Norm?
We'll hear a lot more of that along with metal bats, I'm sure, in the future.
They have metal bats, too, which I didn't realize until I got there. Did you do a segment about that today or no?
All right, way to go, Norm. Win number 99 in the e-break.